here joining us now to discuss. Keith Lerner, he's the chief market strategist over at Truist Wealth. Keith, always great to have you on the program. Let's start with kind of the setup here for growth names and, of course, the center that is going to be technology, sort of an under the surface, maybe a stealth weakening. But you look at the move in semis the last couple of days, I don't think it's so stealth anymore. There is certainly a cooling off in that growth in tech trade.
Well, first, Miles, always great to be with you and the crew, and a good way to end the week. So as far as technology what you mentioned, the cyclical trade, we've seen this rotation from month to month, back and forth, back and forth. And our view is the recent rotation back into tech has gone too far, and we think it's unlikely that we're going to see the tech outperformance near term. And you've highlighted a couple of things. One of the main things we've been discussing is the move up we've seen in tech, or the outperformance since May, was really sentiment driven, meaning valuations expanded, but the earnings compared to the broader market have actually been weaker as a whole. And then you pair that with some technical trends. You mentioned one, semiconductors on a relative price basis have started to roll over. You're seeing the average stock, right, if you remove some of those big mega cap tech stocks, actually have been weakening for some time. So our main point is we do not see tech as leadership. That doesn't mean there's not some select opportunities, but we like other areas such as financials and some of the economically sensitive areas that have actually underperformed the last few months.
So, Keith, at the top of the show, we mentioned that this is the 47th time this year that the S&P 500 has closed at a record. But if tech's not going to participate, can that keep happening?
Well, I do think there will be areas of tech that do participate, especially more the mega cap side. We just don't think that their leadership. But to your question, yes, we do think that the market can continue to move higher. But you're likely to see more of the bigger moves below the surface, because tech is such a big part of the overall market. And then for folks that are interested in the tech side, I would say that we're more interested in the communication services. And we saw some of the results, as you guys discussed overnight, in the media side as a whole. But yeah, I just think it's going to be the bigger action is going to be below the surface.
Keith, Disney out with earnings, saying they're seeing some group cancellations. Business overall pretty good. Airbnb warning on its next coming quarter because of the COVID Delta variant. Should investors be paying more attention to this? Shouldn't stock prices be coming off their highs just a little bit to account for some of this uncertainty?
Yeah, Brian, I would say they already have. If you think about some of these areas that you just mentioned, I mean, some of the airlines and restaurants, they're down 15 or 20% off their highs. The other interesting point is we've seen a lot of liquidation out of the cyclical sector. So early on this year, everyone was bulled up and everyone was on the same side of the boat, huge inflows. And over the last 3 months, we've seen pretty significant outflows across the board in these cyclical areas. The other point is you know, markets look forward. And first of all, the valuations for some of these areas have become more attractive. And it's preliminary, but what we're starting to see, like the 7-day average as far as new COVID cases, tentatively, looks like it's starting to peak. So again, if the market's looking forward, which we think it is, and these numbers actually get better by the end of the year, I think a lot of these cyclical areas already reflect some of that slowdown.
And, you know, Keith, against all this, of course, we have the index. You know, the index level is still trading at a record high, and we continue to see the index itself held up by these rotational forces that, you know, have pretty much continued smoothly through these periods of instability. Is there a risk in your mind that, you know, perhaps this clean, I guess I could call it a clean shift of preference for growth to value, then back and then back again? Is there a potential that this gets upset and then we finally see, you know, a pullback of 5% or something, which we have not seen, of course, I think in more than 180 some odd trading days?
Yeah, no, this is the second longest period without a 5% pullback of the last decade. And we're also in a seasonally, historically weak period. So far, the market's been able to shake that off. To answer your question more directly, the answer is yes. I mean, we can go back over the last 40 years, and there's only been about 2 years where we have not seen at least a 5% pullback. But the big picture, though, and what we've reminded folks during this bull market is we are in a bull market, and our focus is on the next 12 months. And if we still think we're in a multi-year bull market, we're more interested in participating in the next 30, 40, 50%. And the 5% pullbacks are the admission price to the market. And it reminds me of a quote that you all may be familiar with from Peter Lynch. And he said that there's been more money lost anticipating the correction than the correction itself.
Yeah, that's a good one, Keith.
Yeah, that's why. Keith, that's why I always like to say that bear markets are bad because everybody loses money. You know, just because a couple smart guys put a few hedges on doesn't mean that that's enough for everybody. All right, we'll leave it there. Keith Lerner, chief market strategist at Truist Wealth. Keith, have a great weekend.